Oh, hey, is this about my half the rent? I'm supposed to rob that bank tomorrow, so it's not a problem. Seriously, though, I'll have it for you once I hit the ATM in the morning. Oh, it's not about that. It's about my panties. Oh, you found them. Thank you so much. I've been looking everywhere for them. Wherever did you find them? In your bedroom? Again? God, that's strange, isn't it? My panties just keep ending up in your bedroom. Draped across your pillow, even. Wow, I wonder how that happened. What a perplexing and compelling mystery. No, I don't think I dropped them when I was doing laundry because these are definitely dirty. I definitely had a party in these pants. No, honey, no. There was no actual party. I was, masturbating. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I rubbed one out while wearing my panties. These panties, lying right here in a bed. Well, probably this bed. Thinking about someone I have a crush on. I wonder who it could be. Here. No. Seriously, take them for a minute. Sniff them. Go ahead, sniff them. You can still smell my pussy. Come on, that's hardly a sniff. Really, just breathe it in deep. Yeah, that's the stuff. So, yeah, I got them nice and soaked, and then I took them off, and then somehow, as if by some strange magic, they ended up in your bedroom, draped right across your pillow. Again, I wonder why this keeps happening. Do you think we have a ghost? There is that light that flickers on and off for no reason. I agree. It's not very likely. But there's no one else here. You live here, and I live here. Just the two of us. So, whomever could it be? Obviously, you're not the one doing it. Which leaves me, and that's weird because why would I do it? Why would I keep getting my panties soaking wet for you and then leave them in your bedroom so that you could find them and then bring them back to me? What motive could I, an awkward lesbian who is painfully single, be trying to send to another awkward lesbian who is also single? Truly, it is just a mystery for the ages. Just shrugging your shoulders, huh? An absolute head scratcher. This is some Christopher Nolan type shit. We better pull up a YouTube video, My Panties, Ending Explained. Well, I'm sure we'll figure it out eventually. Wait, where are you going? Come back here. I cannot believe you're this dense. Am I mad at you? I cannot believe you just asked me that. Here, let me try something else. I am going to take off all of my clothes, completely naked. Down go my pants. Up goes my shirt. Off with the bra. And off with another pair of panties, which are also suspiciously damp for some reason. Here, just take them and see for yourself. Yep. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take off all of your clothes as well. No, just trust me on this. I know it seems a little strange, both of us getting naked in my bedroom while you're holding on to my soaking wet panties. But I think it's going to make things very clear. If it doesn't, then I honestly don't know what will. That's it. Every last stitch. God, you're cute. Good girl. You want to know why I called you a good girl? That is weird, isn't it? It's almost like it had a sexual connotation. Huh. That's so weird. And we're standing so close that our bodies are almost touching. Our breasts, our bellies, our lips are almost touching. I could kiss you right now. if I wanted to. And let me let you in on a secret. I very much want to. It's almost like I just did that on purpose. Almost like this is the reason why I keep leaving my wet panties in your bedroom. Yes, I'm the one that left my panties there. Obviously, I left them there. Sweetheart, I have the distinct impression that I could have you on my bed, your legs spread so wide that each of them are in different fucking cities, with my pretty little face absolutely buried in your crotch, ruining my sheets with your hot cum, a couple of fingers buried knuckle deep in your ass, and you still wouldn't know I'm into you. Yes, I am so into you. Oh my gosh, are you being serious right now? You weren't sure. How are you not sure? I was kissing you. Like, kissing you. On the fucking mouth. Like, really, really, really kissing you like I meant it. You have to have felt it. I have it on good authority that I am a perfectly adequate kisser. Well, yes, I guess I am just going to have to kiss you again. And I'm going to have to keep kissing you until you stop acting like a ding dong. Yes, sweetheart, you can ask me anything. Go ahead. Do I like you? That's your question. Do I like you? Okay, I am trying, like, trying really hard. But you're kind of driving me up the wall here, babe. Like, you're not that oblivious. You're not. I would say I've practically been wearing a sign. But there was that time I was actually wearing a sign. Yes, the one that said, "I have a crush on someone." And you were like, "Who's that sign for?" And then I flipped the fucking sign over and it had your fucking gosh darn name on it. You weren't sure. It was your name. Who else could it be? I mean, yes, my handwriting is terrible, but come on, you could read between the squiggles. There were context clues up the wazoo. This is a gag, right? You're being a brat on purpose. Well, I know just how to deal with brats. Get on the bed. Why? Why? You just asked me why. Why did I tell you to get on the bed? Because I'm going to fuck you, you dumb bitch. But, I mean, only if you want me to. Like, we can keep doing whatever the fuck this is, but I need to have your clear and enthusiastic and informed consent. Give me that, and you can go right back to just frustrating the hell out of me. Okay. Now, get on the bed. You get on the bed. Get on the fucking bed. Now. Make me? Oh, so you're being a brat again. I told you I know how to deal with brats. No. Oh, come on, move your feet. Okay, I am going to just have to pick you up then. Yes, I can pick you up. I've got muscles. At least one. The nerve. Just gonna put you over my shoulder like the awesome fucking cave woman I am and carry you across the room. No, I am not going to drop you, you big baby. Okay, so actually, maybe I am gonna drop you. I'm gonna put you down gently and let's just pretend I carried you over to the bed and violently tossed you on your back, okay? You do that while I catch my breath. Good girl. Now I am going to cast my way up those legs. And these thighs. God, they are so warm. You're so warm. I swear I could snuggle between your thighs and just stay there for hours. Doing what? What do you think? But first, let me kiss that tummy. Sorry. I am going to be serious from now on. Serious and sexy. Look, this is my serious, sexy face. The problem is, I have a goofy smile and I can't stop smiling. I can't not smile around you. If you were just looking at my eyes, I'd be very sultry. Just looking at my eyes, peeking at you from beneath your legs. Oh, so, hey, what do you want me to call your happy little fun time bits? Okay, cool. Yeah, I can definitely do that. And anything you absolutely don't want me to call those parts. Yeah, no, I hate that one too. Gotcha. Okay. What, me? Oh, thanks for asking, sweetie. I don't like the C word, and snatch is like a really visceral turn off. So those are a hard pass, please. Calling it my hole is kind of hot. Calling it your hole, like it fucking belongs to you, that's way hotter. Fuckle works, but only if you're gonna give it to me with a strap. Oh, and pussy, obviously, but you already knew that. Per our previous discussion about sniffing my panties and smelling my hot, wet pussy. You want that pussy, huh? Well, you're gonna have to wait for it. Because I want your cum first. I've wanted it for a long time. Be a good girl and give me that cum. And then I'll let you have this pussy. I know you want it right now, but you gotta be patient for me. Sure, you can ask me anything. 276 divided by 4. That's your question. We're in the middle of this and you ask me a math question? Okay, fine. So 276 by 4, so the 4 goes into 276. Let's see. So you carry the 4 and 2 and 12? Oh, okay. Sure. Do you want to be on top or? Oh, you want me to be on top? You want me to sit on that pretty face? You want that pussy pushed right up against your face, you dirty girl? Okay, let me just slide my leg over you and. Okay, I'm gonna lower it down now. Beep, beep, beep. Get to work. If you need to breathe, just smack me on the ass, okay? Really good at that. You We should have done this so long ago. I wish you would have just noticed my signs. But so worth it to be doing it now. Of my pussy. Oh fuck, your leg is shaking, honey. Fuck those fucking lips. Just fucking punch me in the face with them. Just, Christ. I don't have any words left. You stole my words. Stole my words with these. Not that mouth, that wonderful fucking mouth. This come for me, maybe. After all this time, you're finally gonna come for me. Yeah, I'm coming for you, too. So you better fucking come for me. Come for me, you. You oblivious tease. Come for me, you little fucking brat. Come for me, you. You. You useless lesbian. Yes. Just let me roll off of you there. Oh gosh. You look so gorgeous with my cum on your face, baby. Come here, let me taste me. Yeah, just for a sec. Let me catch my breath. So, okay. I'm gonna be really earnest and sincere for a minute, which, you know, makes me deeply uncomfortable, but like, I've wanted to kiss you for a long time. Rather, I've wanted you to want me to kiss you. And I made that really fucking obvious, like, completely over the top, ridiculously obvious. So, like, I gotta ask, you knew all along, right? You knew, and you were just kidding around. Because you were kind of kidding around with my heart, and that joke isn't funny. It hurts so much. Oh, hey, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Please don't go. And she left. Great, you chased her off. Stupid. Why did you have to open your stupid fucking mouth? After all this time, you were finally with her. Telling her how you feel. Kissing her. And then you couldn't leave it well enough alone. Had to pick at it like you always fucking do. Why can't you just let things be good? It's like you don't want to be happy. It's like that you know that you don't really deserve it. Like you don't really deserve her. And now she knows it too. And oh, you came back. I'm so sorry that I. You have something for me to read? Okay. I noticed. Of course, I noticed. But I thought you must be playing a trick on me. That's what you think of me? That I'm the type of person who would do that? Okay, I'll keep going. I am fundamentally unlovable. Oh, honey, no. Okay, I'll keep going. No one in the world can ever love me. I want to be loved. I want you to love me. I've wanted it for so long. I want it to be true more than anything in the world. Want it to be true. If you want it to be true, if you want to be loved, then just let me love you. It's as hard and as simple as that. I want to love you and you want to be loved, so just let it be true, okay? And I'll be true too. You aren't the only one in this room that feels like she doesn't deserve to be loved. Try not to think about it, to distract myself from it rather than like actually work on it, you know? Maybe that's why I turn everything into a joke. Like I said, earnest and sincere is not my thing. Instead of just telling you how I felt, I tried to do it through like all these layers of fucking irony and these stupid jokes, which probably didn't help you realize that I was being serious. But look, okay? If you think I'm worth it, I'll let you love me. You're just gonna let me love you back. I think between the two of us, we'll be okay, right? Deal. Yes, let's shake on it. Oh, come here, you glorious, brilliant, genius, dumbass. God, I love you.